From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Today, in a major address at the Kremlin, Russia's president lamented the demise of the Soviet Union. Still, he set out to counter charges that he's taking his country down a more authoritarian path. Vladimir Putin gave his annual State of the Nation address to legislators, regional governors, and leaders of Russia's main religious groups. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
President Putin at times waxed philosophical. He used the beginning of his address to lament the breakup of the Soviet Union, a trauma he said Russia was still struggling to recover from.
It is worth acknowledging that the demise of the Soviet Union was the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the century for the Russian people. It became a genuine drama.
Putin blamed the Soviet breakup for leading to separatist movements and terror attacks on Russian soil. Putin's nostalgia for Russia's old empire plays well with average Russians, many of whom are still bitter over the loss of their country's superpower status. But most of Putin's speech was devoted to more specific economic and social problems, and a bit of preemptive damage control. Later this week, a Moscow court is expected to hand down a guilty verdict against oil baron Mikhail Khodorkovsky for tax evasion and fraud, a case seen as politically motivated. But Putin warned his tax police they don't have carte blanche to terrorize businesses.
While directing the law enforcement bodies to wage a just battle against crime, including tax crimes, we see every now and then crude violations of the rights of entrepreneurs, and quite often outright racketeering by government bodies.
Many business people here say since the case against Yukos and Khodorkovsky began, there's been an upsurge in capricious harassment by bureaucrats. That's led some to avoid investing in Russia and others to send their capital abroad. Putin said tax investigation should have a 3-year statute of limitations, not the present 10 years. And he told bureaucrats to stop harassing business.
Наше чиновничество еще в значительной степени представляет собой замкнутую.
Our civil servants still, to a significant degree, consider themselves to be an elite caste and government service as a form of business. Many of them think it will be like this forever. I have to disappoint them.
Al Breach of UBS Investment Bank in Moscow says many here are waiting to see if Putin's words will be matched with actions.
He has a big credibility deficit now, but the fact that he's saying it is better than not saying it. To a degree, it was reassuring. There was definitely the tone of it was good.
Putin is also under fire by the West for centralizing too much power in his own hands. The Kremlin has virtually monopolized television. Today, even Putin conceded state TV was not objective enough. So, in a first, Putin's address was not carried live on main government Channel 1, though Russia's Channel 2 did broadcast the address. But government opponents like Dmitry Rogozin of the nationalist Rodina or Motherland Party told NTV television the president was being a hypocrite.
Now we have two Vladimir Putins, one who makes all these slogans about freedom of the press, about battling corruption and independent courts, and another Vladimir Putin who presides over the government and is not going to change any of these things.
Indeed, while Putin today tried to placate critics who say he's turning Russia back into an autocracy, the president also said Russia would pursue its own specific path to democracy, and that democracy would not take precedence over stability, which has been the watchword of Putin's reign. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.